Mishnechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. As we enter Adar Beis, is this really even a thing? Should we really be happy? Do we increase happiness? So the Gemara in Tainis says that Rav says that when we enter Av, the month of Av, we decrease happiness. But Ma'atin B'Simcha, so too says the Gemara, we increase happiness Marbim B'Simcha, Mishnechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha by Adar. Rashi explains, because Adar are days of miracles, both Purim and Pesach, which is interesting because Pesach is in Nisan, but that is a separate discussion. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both bring down this halacha with respect to Av, that mema'atin b'simcha, we decrease simcha, but don't mention anything with respect to Adar. The Rif and the Rush both bring down Mishnah Adar Marim b'simcha, as does the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan. But it begs the question, why did the Shulchan Aruch bring this down? Why did the Rambam bring down the halacha of Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha? So the Ma'adani Yosef suggests, well, maybe Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha is the flip of Mima'atin B'Simcha by Av. Since we have no Beis HaMikdash, so we decrease Simcha in the month of Av. So therefore, the only time that we increase Simcha by Adar is when there is a Beis HaMikdash. And that would be makes sense if you say what the Pshat in Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha is like the Sfas Emes, that Adar is the time of the Shkolim for the new Karbanos. Since we have no new Karbanos nowadays, there would be no need to have Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. According to this Ma'adani Yosef, there is no practical import at all of Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Now keep in mind, the Gemara does say that there is a practical import, that if you have a court case with an Akum during this time, it's best to have it during Adar, because that is good mazel for the Jewish people. But this aspect is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Hisoris Tshuva says, we do pask in Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim Simcha. What do you mean? Shulchan Aruch does pask in it. It doesn't say it in your Shulchan Aruch. That's because you're looking at the wrong place. There's a different Shulchan Aruch that says you may read them in Megillah the entire month of Adar if you for somehow can't read it on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 of Adar. For example, if a person is having a surgery which will knock him out, or Chas Shom, keep him out in the ICU for a couple of days, and he won't be able to hear the Megillah at that time. According to some poskim, according to brought down a day in Shulchan Aruch, he can actually hear it earlier in the month, and that's because Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha. So yes, says this Oros Tshuva, it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch, it's just not explicit. The Chasam Sofer says that Rav, who in the Gemara in Tainis says Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha, paskins that the entire month of Av is sad, but we don't paskin that way. We only hold that really it's Shavu Shechabo. Yes, we're machmir for the entire month, but therefore it's not brought down by Adar. The Chasam Sofer gives another answer, which is why it's not paskin in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha, because ain mazel Yisrael, because there's no mazel. We don't believe in this concept, according to the Gemara in Shabbos, that Jewish people are based on mazel on luck. So what do we mean saying, oh, if you have a court case in the month of Adar because you have good luck? No, we hold in mazel Yisrael. So there's no practical ramification at all of being b'simcha, marbim b'simcha in Adar, because we're going to follow the Gemara if it says you have a court case? No, we don't believe in mazel. Now, other Rishonim give other answer to this question of why is there in mazel Yisrael? Some say, well, maybe Adar is an exception. Maybe it's, Adar and Av are an exception that there is mazel. Some say maybe it doesn't mean that there's actually mazel. It just means megalgun zechus liyom zakai, that good things happen on good days. Or as the Rav Shechter actually writes in an article on Torah Web, that in mazel Yisrael, according to Ramban, is mazel means a reference to the natural order of history, that Jews don't follow the in mazel Yisrael. Everything that's happened in Jewish history is above the natural order, and therefore that's what it means, in mazel Yisrael. Regardless, we're still back to our question. So why does Shulchan Aruch not mention Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha? So Yalkut Gershuni says, well, it's very simple. Av, it's very easy to have the right reasons to be sad. We're sad about our Beis HaMikdash, we do it with full heart. But Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha, that's very hard to do that with the proper mindset. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down because people are going to drink or they're going to do other stuff that makes them happy, but that's not L'Shem Shemayim. Rabbi Shua Dov Rosenberg cited in the Sefer Ach Tov Yisrael, cites a wild pshat by Rabbi Huda ben that Rabbi Huda ben Shelas, the one who quotes Rav, who says Mishnah Nechnes Adar Marbim B'Simcha, that according to Seder Adoros, he was a descendant of Haman, actually, Rabbi Huda ben Shelas, and we know the Gemara says the descendants of Haman weren't in Bnei Brak, they became Jews and were Megayer. So he said this halacha so that no one would think that he's actually sad about Haman's downfall. So he said, Mishnechnas Adar Marbim Simcha, we get so happy about Haman's downfall that we even start celebrating the beginning of the month. Now we, who are not descendants of Haman, don't feel the need to show that, because we know, of course, we're happy at Haman's downfall, and therefore Shulchan Aruch doesn't pask in that way. It's a pretty wild answer. Say for Divrei Purim Elul, which is Rav Schlesinger, he says, because since the only practical import of this halacha is to have a court case against the Akum during this time, anyway, the Akums now, they read our Svarim, and so therefore we delete this halacha because they're going to read it anyway, they're not going to delay the court case. So what's the practical ramification? The Belz Rebbe says, there's no real nafkamina nowadays of Mishnechnas Adar Marim Simcha, unless it's a court case and you're going to have to fight with the Nachrim. And if that's the case, he says, we don't want to encourage that, so therefore we say, we don't bring Mishnechnas Adar Marim Simcha. The Munkach Rebbe says another answer. He says, there's no way for the Shulchan Aruch to write, oh, increase your simcha, because every single yid expresses their simcha in different ways. Some people get more excited, some people are extra learning, some people show, everyone expresses their own simcha. So Shulchan Aruch can't write, oh, memarbim b'simcha, because everyone has individual ways of expressing their simcha. The Per Eitz Chaim says, well, in general, a person's supposed to be sad. So Mishnechnas Adar Marim Simcha is not telling you have to be happy. It's just saying you're allowed to be happy. You don't have to worry about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash as much in Adar. And the Sanz Koizenberger Rebbe says that based on a story with the Chayzel Lubwin, that he told the Yismach Moshe that a real chassid is sad inside but happy on the outside. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't list this halacha because we're still in sad inside for the Chorban and, of course, for all the destruction and sadness that goes on in the world. We should be zocha to have a true Mishnechnas Adar Marim Simcha, whichever answer you follow.